ESB Financial. Start saving with ESB Financial today and watch your pot of gold grow.
We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And glad to have you back. Robin Cole is our guest here this hour. We are talking Pawnee Mental Health. She's the executive director there. And I'm going to talk about some stuff coming up next week. There's one thing of particular note 1 week from today. Tell us more.
Yes. On Thursday, April 4th, the Riley County Mental Health Task Force is having a special meeting, and we'd like to invite interested members of the community to attend this meeting. It will be from 3 to 5 at the Pawnee Mental Health Office at 2001 Claflin Road. And we have special guests from Johnson County Police Department who will be coming to Manhattan to talk to the Riley County Mental Health Task Force and other interested stakeholders about the possible formation of a crisis intervention council in Riley County. And what the crisis intervention council is it is a partnership between law enforcement, the mental health system, the courts, the mentally ill, and their families. And it focuses on providing education, advocacy, and problem solving that is related to the mentally ill who are experiencing mental health crises in their it's related to training police officers with how to interact with mentally ill individuals who are experiencing mental health crises. The Crisis Intervention Council was created in 1988 by the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department following a situation where there were some negative outcomes resulting from law enforcement interaction with a mentally ill person. And in 2004, Johnson County developed their own Crisis Intervention Council. And so this is something that we've been talking about in Riley County for quite a few years. And as we've introduced the Mental Health Co-Responder Program and now have two full-time mental health co-responders who work with the Riley County Police Department, and as we also have interns in the jail at Riley County who are able to help prepare people who are getting ready to be discharged back into the community. And as we have this crisis stabilization center that will be opening up this late summer, we're in a better position to be able to take this next step of developing a crisis intervention team council in Riley County. And so we'll have this opportunity on April 4th to meet with the Johnson County, with representatives from the Johnson County Police Department, to hear a little bit more about what the crisis intervention councils look like in Johnson County, about how they work. The whole crisis intervention model is a training model for law enforcement officers. And so they have the opportunity to attend a 40-hour, 5-day training program that is approved by the Department of Criminal Justice. And within that program, they're given the skills and abilities to be able to interact with individuals in the community who they might encounter as they're going about their day-to-day business who have mental illnesses. And the goals of the crisis intervention team is to reduce any dangerous confrontations that might occur between individuals in crisis and law enforcement officers, and then to also reduce recidivism and arrests of individuals with mental illness by diverting them to appropriate community mental health providers. So we're very excited to have these individuals from Johnson County Police Department come to Riley County and meet with us. Again, I would just want to remind people that this will be on Thursday, April 4th from 3 to 5 at the Pawnee Mental Health Office at 2001 Claflin Road. We would be particularly interested in having folks who are there who have family members with mental illness, you know, who have a vested interest in seeing this kind of a service come to Riley County.
All right. What other events do you have coming up here soon?
The week after that, we will be hosting our regular Presenting Pawnee event. That's on Wednesday, April 10th from 12 to 1, also at Claflin Road. We also have another Presenting Pawnee event on Wednesday, April 17th. This is an opportunity for members of the public who really aren't sure that they understand fully what the mission of Pawnee Mental Health is. It's an opportunity for them to learn a little bit more about what it is that we do in the community and the impact that we have on the community. So that's from 12 to 1. And for people who are interested in learning a little bit more about Pawnee Mental Health, all they need to do is to contact us at our local office here at 587-4300 and request to have a reservation.
All right. Lots of good stuff. Again, Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. Thanks for being here once again. We'll talk to you next month.
Thanks a lot.
That'll do it here for In Focus on News Radio KMN. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Good job this morning. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have Riley County Police Department Captain Tim Hegarty joining us. It's RCPD Day. We do that on the last Fridays of the month. We have Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, a little bit of Dan Patrick before we join the Royals, weather permitting, at 2:30, 3:15 for first pitch at opening day at the K. Keep weather updated right here at News Radio KMAN. Through social media and online, severe thunderstorm warnings have been issued for areas in South Gary County. It's 10 a.m.